Hi, my name is Scarlett, and I'm here with my co-host, Caitlin, and together we are the Mental Hustle Podcast.
We are here to remove the mystery of what it takes to be physically and mentally healthy.
No gimmicks, no quick fixes, just hard work and good results.
Join us as we take our own journey and help others on their journey to being the best them they can be.
Caitlin, how is it going? This is episode one. I'm super excited. How are you today?
I am amazing. I'm so excited to be here, Scarlett. It's going to be so amazing, and we're so pumped for everyone tuning in.
Yes, for sure. Caitlin and I have been working together for about 3 or 4 weeks now, getting this all going, getting to know each other. We actually have never met in real life. We're just part of the same Facebook workout group, which is crazy. And between our two crazy schedules, we finally found time to get to know each other and to get going. So a little bit about me. I am a community outreach coordinator, which during COVID-19 means I do a little bit of everything. I work in a youth home. I run a food pantry. I do community events. I'm organizing a 5K right now for my community. But that's a little bit about what I do when I'm not being recorded. What about you, Caitlin?
I dabble in a little bit of everything, I feel like. But my main thing is being a special ed teacher. I just started a new teaching job this year, working with teens from 14 to 24 with a lot of different types of trauma. So it's a lot of trauma-infused special ed teaching, which is really awesome. And then I dabble in a lot of health and fitness stuff too, with athleisure wear and working on just all of the healthiness of things that you can put in your body. So kind of try to do it all. Jane of all trades.
Awesome. Yes, for sure. So when I was thinking about starting this podcast, and I'd say it's been like almost 3 years in the making, I myself was a super fat kid. Fat is not a bad word, by the way, for anybody who gasped when I said that while they're listening to this. Fat is just something our body has. You know, we personally are not fat because we are people. But we could have a lot of excess fat, and I was an excess fat kid. So I really struggled with body image, mental health, as a teenager. I rushed into relationships because if a guy thought that I was attractive, I thought that that was like the holy grail because I didn't find myself attractive. So along the route of that, I was in a couple situations that weren't the best as far as, mentally abusive and a couple physically abusive relationships because I didn't love myself, so I didn't know what it was like for someone else to love me. But within the past 3 years, I kind of had a wake-up call with my health, and we'll talk about that in like some other episodes, but I had a big wake-up call and I was like, you know, I need to get healthy. So I got healthy, and then something still was kind of missing. I was like, yeah, what is wrong with me? Like, I feel better. I look better. And then I realized that a lot of my confidence stuff was not just from how I looked or how I felt. It was from what was going on in my head. And so I've been kind of chewing on that for the past 2-3 years on what I was doing. And I thought, you know, when I was 21 and I was starting on this kind of scary journey, it would have been really nice to have someone who had previously looked at like me, who had currently looked like me, who had currently thought like me, kind of being a voice in my ear saying like, hey, it's okay. I never really benefited from the, you know, Jillian Michaels screaming in my face type thing. I like more of the like, hey, I've been here. Let me hold your hand.
I can totally relate to so much of that. I mean, obviously we all have different, you know, experiences, but we all have some similarities in our things too. And I was definitely a bigger kid with that excess fat that Scarlett talked about too. And I mean, I used it as a shield. I presented like I had so much self-love, and I had none. I had like probably negative self-love, if that's like even a thing, like negative numbers of self-love. And there were some things that happened in my life too, that really just helped me turn a corner and realize, no, I do matter. Like, I do serve a purpose in this world and needed to, you know, focus on that and focus on me and made so many health changes. And I'm with you. I used to, when I first started, I thought Julia Michaels was great. And there's nothing wrong with the way that she operates. Oh, yeah. It works for certain people and that's amazing. I mean, I need you to like tell me what to do, but I also need some of that like a little handholding, like being like, it's okay if you can't do like a 50-pound weight right now and you can do a 5, like that's all right. You know, I definitely need that encouragement and support just to feel like, no, I am making strides. It's okay if I'm not perfect all the time. And I think it's great that we can also share that, you know, like you with the kids that you work with and your own kids and me with the kids I work with, like I tell them all the time, I'm like, I'm not perfect and that's okay. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be perfect. And it's important, an important message to be able to share.
Yeah. It's funny that you brought up the thing with kids and perfection. So I actually live next door to the youth home that I work at because I live on campus. So basically there's no really work-life separation for me. It's just like constantly started this year. Like last week I worked all night and it would be like 6 PM. I would be leaving so that I could go pick up some kind of food for my kids because I don't have the energy to cook. And my boyfriend was cooking for us and he's like, I can't do both. So I would go pick up and then my youth home kids would run out and be like, oh, Scarlett, let me tell you all about our day, even though you just saw us 8 hours ago. And I'm like, oh, okay. But anyways, a couple weeks ago I was running. And I run up this hill that's like right past our youth home. And it's not really like a steep hill, but it's steep for me. So I was running up it and I was running back down and I felt like I was just going so fast. I was like, wow, I'm doing great. So I stop and I'm catching my breath and I'm standing outside of my yard and one of the youth home kids goes, why were you walking like that? And I was like, I wasn't walking, I was running. I was running very fast. And they're like, yeah, that's not even kind of fast. Like, why do you always work out if you're just going to be that slow? And I was like, hey, first of all, I don't want to punch an 8-year-old, but I will. Second, just kidding. Second, I'm like, well, no, I'm not doing it to be the fastest. I'm doing it to be, you know, better than I was before. And I said, and before I couldn't even walk up that hill, you know, 3 years ago, that hill would have killed me. I would have, you know, probably had to stop halfway through. And they're like, okay. And just kind of, you know, walked off. Then later they were playing in the yard and that kid was getting kind of, you know, hassled about not being good at kicking the soccer ball. And she was like, hey, no, I don't have to be perfect. I just have to be better than I was the day before. I was like, all right, you're getting it. You didn't even know I was listening to you, but you're getting it. So it's just like those little things that, you know, that you can sew into somebody and not just 8-year-olds, 80-year-olds, 18-year-olds, all of this. Are listening. And along with my fitness journey and my mental health journey, actually less than a year ago, I was diagnosed with ADHD, which anyone who knows me personally is listening to this is like, yes, we knew you had ADHD. Everyone knew you had ADHD. Just because it took, you know, 20 something years of my life to get that diagnosis doesn't make it, less true, but there are some things that I've had to learn how to redo as far as fitness goes. I'm not great at sticking with a plan. You know, I can have all the energy on a Sunday and write out what my entire week's going to look like, but it never looks like that. So learning to be flexible with that. And along with my ADHD, I was also diagnosed with a binge eating disorder, which seems terrifying when you are trying to lose weight and get more fit. You're like, what? How do I do this? But so that's something that I kind of want to bring to light. I think a lot of times with the movement of like, you know, body positivity and all of that, we kind of feel almost ashamed to talk about trying to get healthier. Like people tend to think like, oh, well, you're shaming me because I'm not healthy. And that's just something that like, I love people regardless of what they look like, but for me personally, I have to do this because it's better for me. And I'm not, you know, I'm not here to tell anybody that this is what you should do, that my way is the right way. I'm just trying to give you guys tools that, you know, have helped me and maybe will help you in turn.
Yes. Oh my God. I love everything about that. See, this is why this was totally meant to be. Exactly. You and me, Scarlett, for real. Like, I say it to people all the time. I'm like, whatever works for you, whatever works for you to be your own version of healthy, your own version of happy. Someone else's version looks very different than mine, even if they have a similar life as mine. It still looks different. And that's cool. Mm-hmm. As long as they're doing what makes them healthy, makes them happy, makes them the best version of them, that's what they should do. And that's what I try to do too. So when people come and, you know, maybe ask me questions about like what they should do, I'm like, well, this is what I do, but there's different types of things. And I love being able to share the things that work for me and also the things that didn't work for me, because even though I tried them and they didn't work, they might work for someone else too. So I love being able to share those different types of things and trying those different things too, because, you know, I mean, I have ADHD too, like big time. Yeah. It's ridiculous. This is why I understand my students so well, seriously. Oh, yeah. And like, I get it, but I bet you that the way that you help manage your struggles, it's different than how I manage mine, you know, they come out differently.
Yeah. And it's so crazy. How, you know, because I've done a lot of research in diet culture and all of that, because I was the kid at 8 years old that came to my mom and was like, hey, I want to go on Weight Watchers. People who hear that I was on Weight Watchers at 8 are like, oh my gosh, your mom is awful. I'm like, no, it wasn't my mom. It was me. I came to her and said, hey, will you please put me on Weight Watchers? Along that same time, I said, hey, can I also start getting my eyebrows waxed and my lip waxed, because I'm looking really rough and I don't like it. And never once in my life did my mom say, hey, your eyebrows are bushier. Hey, you're getting a little fat. It was just this constant inundation of media, which again, not my parents' fault. They were working two jobs. They were super young themselves. So yeah, if your kid wants to watch 45 minutes of TV and you're going to get a break after working all day, heck yeah. So I would sit here and I would watch those, I don't know if you remember, those skinny cow bars that were like the ice cream bars. So that was really, yes, exactly. That was like,
I used to have those.
The turning point in my life, I remember watching it and the lady on there was like holding one. And then it said 6 months later, which now I realize is probably not even true, but she's holding the same thing and she's like 3 pants size down. And I'm sitting there, sitting in my, you know, size 12 pants as an 8-year-old and going, well, if I could just eat those bars instead of the ice cream I like, and I can go down to a size 8, you know, then I won't be made fun of. Then, you know, people won't believe that I'm good at karate because I'll look like I'm good at karate. So going to my mom and being like, okay, we need to make a plan. And my mom being like, I don't want to, you know, deny my child this thing that she's so sure will work. Because that's another thing with ADHD. You get these grand plans and you're sure this time it's going to work. And then it doesn't. And you're like, but it'll work next time. So, you know, even the signs and symptoms I had of diet culture at 8, now at 24, I'm going back and unpacking. I mean, I'm 3 times as old, but I'm still likely to fall, you know, to, you know, scrolling through my friend's Herbalife thing, even though I know that it probably won't work for me. But maybe this is it. Maybe this $200 investment will work, even though the last 6 didn't, type thing. So just, you know, unpacking that, you know, the idea that fat is bad, the idea that carbs are bad, the idea that this new thing is bad, that diet soda will kill you, all of those things. You know, and we're just sitting here as women and just as people even, and we're like, oh my gosh, what is right? What is true? What can I do? So, you know, maybe just being, maybe this 45 minutes to an hour a week of somebody can listen and be like, okay, yeah, I remember going through that too. I remember, you know, feeling kind of lost and scared during this time. Maybe this will help. And maybe it won't. Maybe this is just a good way for me to voice my, you know, woes of going through diet culture. But yeah, I'm really big on not telling people that there's one size fits all for everything. Mm-hmm. The human body is so complex, especially with mental health being a component wrapped around it. And just at, like, who we are as a society, we have made weight and fitness kind of equate worth. And that's something that I don't really like. You know, me going out there and running a 15-minute mile, I'm worth just as much as an Olympian running, you know, a 4-minute mile. It's the same thing. And as somebody who now has a teenage daughter that I'm raising and an 8-year-old daughter that I'm raising, I just look at her and I'm like, I don't want her to come to me and tell me that she thinks she needs to go to Weight Watchers because she's 8 and she's little. And I want her to be more concerned about her gains than anything else. So, you know, trying to figure that out and, you know, juggle all of this. I'm definitely somebody who has struggled with just body image and health and fitness pretty much my whole life.
Oh my gosh, same. But every single word, same. Like every single word. I mean, it really isn't one size fits all. It's just not. And like, am I where I want to be health and fitness wise? No, I'm really healthy at this point for the most part. Like I'm not the size I want to be or, you know, any of those things that are socially acceptable or so people say, but I'm at this point, my best version of me so far. Mm-hmm. And I actually went to an event yesterday with so many people that I haven't seen since before COVID. So, I mean, really long time ago at this point, you know, and so many of them were like, oh my gosh, you're doing so great. Like, you look amazing. You look so happy and healthy and like just have an amazing life. And I'm like, I do. Like, you're right. Like, that feels so great. And like, is every day perfect? No. Is every day sunshine, flowers, unicorns? No. You know, and that's okay. It's okay to have struggles. It's okay because we all have struggles. Trust me, I struggle probably with at least 5 things every day. You know, but that's okay. That's part of life. And it's how you look at those struggles and how you try to work through them for you and whatever that looks like. Because some things that are struggles for one person, the other person doesn't think those are struggles, and that's cool. So it's like, work through those, figure out what works for you and what doesn't, for sure. Say goodbye to the things that don't work and say, yes, let's do a lot more of those things that do. And someone actually asked me yesterday about like, oh, are you on a diet? And I'm like, first thing, I don't like the word diet. That's just my own personal thing. Cause I'm like, it's not about diet for me. Like my belief is I'm not going to like quote diet and be like, well, I won't eat this or I'll cut out that, because then at some point I'm probably going to add it in or I'm going to binge on something that relates to that. And then what was all of that time that I invested in that quote unquote diet? So I'm like, no, this is about me just making healthier choices, my healthier lifestyle. And it's what I do every day, all the time to be healthier. So yes, yesterday was a treat day, not cheat, treat, because it's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. But I did. I had a little bit of wine. I had like a couple chips, you know, like I didn't go crazy, but I was like, it's okay if I have a like, I mean, I went to a wine tasting, so I had to have a little wine, you know, but you know, I indulged a little bit. I had some treats and then today I'm back at it. I'm like, I'm working out. I'm still tracking keeping tabs on what I'm eating and being active and doing all of the things that make me a happier and healthier person. Exactly. So it's all about you guys, you know, it's all about you and what works.
Yeah. And I know some people who really like diets, you know, they're like, for 6 weeks, I'm going to do this. And that works for them. And that works for their brain. Me personally, if I see something as a diet, so I myself am a vegan. If I looked at being a vegan as a diet, then every time I accidentally slipped and had milk or accidentally slipped and had cheese or accidentally slipped, I will say I don't ever accidentally slip and have meat. That's something that I can, that I have like mentally just put out of my mind completely. But I'm also the same kid that when I found out that chicken nuggets were made out of chicken, I cried and I didn't eat them for like 3 years because that really affected me. And then of course added meat back in as I was a teenager just because of convenience and stuff. But now as an adult who buys my own groceries, who's totally in control of that, meat is a definite off limit thing for me. But if I looked at this as a diet instead of as a lifestyle or something that I thought was important to myself, then I would be constantly beating myself up. Because I'm not going to lie, when a coworker brings cookies to the break room and we're having one together, I'm not going to go, was there eggs in this? Did you use cocoa without milk? No, because one, I don't want to be that person. I'm already the youngest in my in my coworker field, they already think I'm kind of weird. I don't need to add that to me. So yeah, I'm not 100% perfect on it because that doesn't work for my brain. But I have a friend right now who is really big on the Herbalife train, which I'm not, but that's a whole different thing. And she really sees it as like a, she either has to be all in or nothing. That works for her. She's lost a bunch of weight. I'm super proud of her. You know, she's quit smoking and stuff. But that mentality does not work for me. The mentality of, you know, I used to be so big on like, I have to get my 10,000 steps in, to where I would be just pacing up and down my hallways getting that 10,000 steps in. And now I'm like, I got 8 in, I got 9 in, I got 7 in, but I got all this other stuff done. You know, and accepting myself as a three-dimensional person, that, you know, health and fitness is a huge part of my life now, but it's not my whole life. I have things I like to do. I like to hang out with my kids. Sometimes I like to sit in my bedroom with my boyfriend and just do nothing for like 8 hours. But sometimes we just sit there, he plays his game, I do my schoolwork, I draw, whatever, and I don't get any workout in. And that's okay, because those days are, for me, are just as important as getting, you know, workout days in. And, you know, I grew up, my mom was overweight. She actually got a surgery, lost a bunch of weight. And again, surgery is not a definite, you're going to lose all this weight, you have to put the work in. And damn, my mom put the work in. She, you know, woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, went to work out on top of teaching, on top of having a kid, then had my 2 brothers and still gets up at 4 in the morning, teaches special ed, you know, hustles her butt off while doing all of this. So, I mean, I come from a family of, and then also my aunts are all athletes and all of this. So I come from a family where I understand hard work, but I also come from a family who loves food, who loves to hang out, who loves to relax. So I, now as an adult, you know, back when I was a kid, I was like, whatever, my mom's the worst, she's annoying. Now as an adult, I'm like, hey, she gave me all of these, you know, stepping stones to understand how my body works, to understand all of this, you know, without beating me over the head of it. And so, you know, and I realized that, one of the places I realized that not everyone was this lucky was on TikTok, watching people's videos about their trauma around weight and fitness that, you know, was given to them by their parents. And so, you know, by this, I mean, I'm only 24, but if you're listening to this, and you had a terrible relationship with your mom or dad because of this, well, I'm your mom or dad now. So you can just listen to me and I will help you get through this, because this is such a hard subject, and we've made it such a taboo subject as a society. But, you know, rip the Band-Aid off. You know, being overweight for some people sucks, and that's okay. If you don't love the body that you're in right now, don't let other people tell you you can't change it. But if you do love the body you're in right now, don't let other people tell you to change it. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You just have to listen to yourself at some point.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that is, yes, seriously, like, it's like all of the things.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, people don't listen to like their positive inner person, like the person's like, but I like this about me, or I like that thing about me. And like, if you don't like something about yourself, that's the best part. You can change it. And that's up to you if you want to change it or not. You have total control over that. I tell people all the time, I'm like, the only person you're stuck with your whole life, I mean, truly, is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, there's people that are going to be in your life from pretty much beginning to end, most likely, but the only person you're literally stuck with every single day of your life, every moment, is yourself. So, like, you need to like the you that you are. Even if you're quirky and weird and odd or whatever, I love being quirky and cheesy and crazy and weird and a little bit psycho energy sometimes.
And that's what makes you you. You know, I spent the first, I'd say 3-4 years of my adult life, so from 18 to 22-ish, trying to drink away the real me, you know, trying to, so again, this is kind of like a tangent, but I'm not super religious anymore, but I was super religious at a point in my life. Went to church, sang in the worship group, all of this stuff. But I was killing myself to fit into this mold. I was, you know, I was doing this. I was happy. I was so good with kids, all of this. And then I would go back to my apartment at a very underage age and drink. And just drink myself to sleep because I hated that. I hated that I felt like I couldn't joke. I hated that the group I was part of maybe didn't like LGBTQ individuals, despite two of my best friends being LGBTQ individuals. You know, I hated that, you know, they openly admitted that they voted for a candidate that I didn't like, that I felt was like, you know, bad for me. You know, and I'm going to try to leave politics and stuff out of this in general, just personally myself, it didn't sit right with me, but I was so scared of understanding who I was as a person and being like, no, this is who I am unapologetically, that I dealt with this basically like mentally abusive relationship with, you know, 5-6 other adults to put that away. And it wasn't until I met my boyfriend who, you know, I'll probably talk about him a lot, but was really my saving grace because he was like, no, I like that you're weird. I like that you're quirky. I like that you, you know, that you cuss a lot. I like that you, you know, stand up for what you believe in. Now a little bit, he's like, oh gosh, please dial it back. Why are you always talking? But at the time he was very like, you know, I see who you are. I understand who you are and I like it. And at that time when he started dating me, I was over 300 pounds and I felt like I was worthless. And then suddenly there's this guy who is a runner who is very attractive to me. And he's like, hey, I like you. And I was like, what? Like, no, people don't like me. Like, that's not a thing. So, you know, you either have to decide you're going to spend your whole life being ashamed of this one person that you have to literally spend your entire life with, who, no matter if you drink, eat, smoke, cut, whatever, is never going to go away. Or you have to say, hey, I'm going to embrace this. This is weird. It's uncomfortable for a second, but it gets better. You know, and September is Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. And I just think that if I would have been successful in my attempt in 2018, I would have never gotten any of this. I mean, like currently I'm sitting in a house that I work super hard to get, doing a job that I love, with people that I love, in a family and all of this. And if I wouldn't have become my true authentic self and started embracing it, I would have never got this. You know, 15-year-old Scarlett would be so proud of 24-year-old Scarlett, and that's really cool. So, you know, if you guys are struggling with that, of course there's hotlines, of course all of that. I will put that in the show notes. But also, like, anytime, feel free to reach out to me. My name is Scarlett Liana, which is Liana is L-Y-A-N-N-A. That's my middle name. You can find me on socials that way. Of course, through the Mental Hustle podcast socials. But it does, it gets so much better, and you don't have to beat yourself up because you don't look like the people in the fitness magazines.
Yeah, I seriously couldn't agree anymore with that. And I mean, I don't even think, like, Scarlett and I have talked about, like, the suicide part of things, but, like, I struggled with a lot of that when I was in high school, and I could have been successful in some of the things that I attempted then as well, and then I wouldn't be here either as a 39 turning 40 in less than 2 months human that, like, I couldn't be happier that it didn't work when I thought that that's what I needed, when I thought I shouldn't be in this world. And it's a real thing that people go through, and they don't always talk about it. So it definitely reach out for help. And if you, just like Scarlett, you know, shared, you all can always reach out to me too. Caitlin Swan, anytime. You can find me on anything. You know, and I also go by Coach Kate Fit Life. So if you do have any issues with that, I'm happy to be that support and just be that rock to help you figure out how to get out of whatever it is you're in. Cause I know it can feel so isolating and make you feel so alone. And you feel like no one could have any idea how you're feeling or what you're going through, but you're truly not alone. And there's way more people out there that go through some similar things, not the same necessarily, but similar things that they just need to know that there's someone there to hear them, to support them, to be there for them. And we're happy to help be that for you guys too. And like, be that support and help you get whatever resources you need. There's lots of them out there, and we might know where to look.
Exactly. Yeah. You never know who you'll just randomly stumble upon with that. But yeah, so that's a little bit about us, why we think this is important, what we're doing. So something that I decided literally like 5 minutes ago I was going to do with every episode is I'm going to give you guys listening and Caitlin and I some homework that we're going to talk about when we come back. So this week I want you guys to focus on the positive what ifs. So we tend to listen to that, like I like to call it my negative monster, and I've drawn that. I'll include that in the show notes and on our Instagram because I'm big at making things artsy and illustrating. So I have a negative what if monster, but I'm going to listen to my positive what if monster. So I'm going back to college. My first thought was, what if I fail out of this? So to turn that on its head and make it positive, I'm going to say, what if I get a 4.0? Starting this podcast is a huge thing for me. I'm like, what if it fails? Instead, Caitlin and I are like, what if we make this our entire job? So I want you guys to pick three things in your life that are really just weighing on you and give me your positive what if monsters. So again, I'll give you guys about a week. You can share that with us either through our Gmail, which Caitlin will give you, or through our Instagram. Again, reach out to us personally, to our personal Instagrams if you want, or, you know, we'll include all of this in the show notes. I might also publish this on YouTube. I'm just going to see how the video looks when I get it all done. But yeah, so that is our episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mental Hustle Podcast, episode 1. So excited.
If you have any questions, comments, or anything that you want to add or ask, email us at thementalhustle.pod@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram at mentalhustle.pod.
If you're interested in collaborating with us, collaborating with us or being a guest on the show, contact us the same way.
And until next time, remember that happiness is definitely not a feeling. It is a mindset that you're in control of.
And 10 minutes of working out or mental health work is better than no minutes. We'll see you next time. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.